Box Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me for his three charts, moving on news in 3 minutes. Hopefully in 3 minutes, we never quite do it. But it's Zach. You're on, Zach.
Very well. Feeling good for the third day in a row.
I saw a video of you yesterday. You're looking very buff. No, very sheened. Well, you're very sheen, very trimmed. You know, you've done your hair. You know, you're just going for a newer look.
Didn't take
you? You're looking to upgrade yourself a little bit, though, which is
it's a midlife crisis. You know, I'm running 5 miles a day. Got my teeth white. I've had my ears waxed. I mean, everything's happening now.
Who's chasing you?
What?
Oh, you mean just jogging when you say running? Okay. All right. Let's go to the stocks. Armadale Capital entered into a binding heads of agreement with African Mining Services to form a joint venture to develop and operate the Mopoko gold project. And also, I think this is what pushes the share price up, Peter Marks and Justin Lewis have decided to step down as directors with immediate effect. ACP on the chart, Zach.
Well, it's looking quite good, actually. Gaps gap through the 50-day and the 200-day moving average in one go. 50-day at 228 and 200-day at 256. We close here. I'm looking for at least 3.5 pence. But the good news is that with the gap this month and the gap down in May, you've got an island reversal, which could mean a major floor is in place. So all looking quite good. Early back below the 50-day line at 2.28 would give me any concern.
Okay. eServe Global, ESG, announced that HomeSend and Ericsson have announced a partnership in the mobile money domain. Under this partnership, Ericsson and mobile wallet platform will now be certified by HomeSend. And HomeSend is a joint venture between MasterCard, eServe Global and Bix. So ESG, what do you reckon on the news today?
Well, I saw some people on Twitter talking about this yesterday.
It is quite a hotly discussed stock.
Exactly. So, beautiful chart in the sense that we broke through the 200-day and 50-day moving averages at the end of July and haven't been back there since. Old resistance from April around 6.25 pence, while we're above that. I'm looking for at least 9.5, which is the top of a December price channel, but we could get much more because the top of the gap down from this time last year is at 11 pence. So looks very, very constructive while we're above 6.25.
Okay, and the last one, IRG Independent Resources. Its joint venture partner, Nostra Terra, in Egypt, have reached an agreement with Transglobe Petroleum. So they had this loan note, $2.5 million, okay? Now they've settled it for $200,000. That's quite a good deal, isn't it? That's like, you know, more than a tenth of what they needed to pay. So it looks like it's good for them, both NTOG and IRG. But look at the IRG chart, what do you reckon?
IRG chart, I've got a rising trend channel, which you'll see when I send it to you in a few minutes, with the top of the channel heading for 0.2 pence, and that is valid really well. We're above the 50-day moving average at 0.06 pence. So it does look like, indeed, the shares have turned the corner with the two higher lows since last month.
Lovely, Zach. Continue on your journey of self-improvement, you know, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Send me the charts, please, yeah?
Thank you.
The Box Markets podcast with Justin Waite.